There's our school bell, and I'm going to ask you, if you will, at this time, to get your Bible and open it to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Bible, and we're starting to study the great men and women of the New Testament. And in the classes previous to this, we have already studied about John the Baptist. Today, we're going to read about one of the great women of the New Testament, and that is Mary, the mother of Jesus. And we'll begin reading her story in just a minute in Matthew 1, because her story, first time Mary is mentioned in the New Testament, is in Matthew chapter 1 in verse 16. And then the last time she is mentioned is in the book of Acts chapter 1. And in verse 14. And so we're going to read those intervening passages that have to do with Mary so we can come more familiar with this young lady and this gracious woman that followed Jesus all the way to the end and was in company of his disciples after he ascended into heaven. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Matthew chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Sunday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are that's Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, all are welcome to all of our assemblies, and we do wish you could take that pretty little drive out there to our meeting house and study the Bible with us and worship with us. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And for this Bible school, we're studying old-fashioned Sunday school lessons. These are the Sunday school lessons that your grandparents or great-grandparents may have studied. This is a Sunday school lesson that was prepared for the Sunday of July the 8th, 1923. And the great preacher that compiled these notes for this Sunday school lesson was known as E. A. Elam. He used to preach in the areas about here and often would come through Warren County, Tennessee, preaching in his day. In fact, if you ever travel down the old Vervilla Road and come to the old Philadelphia Meeting House that was built in 1830, you'll find a little marker and a monument out in front of that meeting house with names of preachers that had preached in that old meeting house. And among those names, you will find the name of E. A. Elam. But now let's get to our study. E.A. Elam suggested several Bible readings about Mary as we get into this lesson. And I want to point out as we begin that the first time she is mentioned in the New Testament is in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16, where in giving the genealogy of Christ from Abraham to David to Joseph, it says, Jacob beget Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. It's interesting in that verse that the pronoun whom in the Greek language, now this doesn't show up in the English language, but in the Greek language that is tagged as a feminine pronoun. So it was of Mary whom Jesus was born. And this genealogy that extends down through Joseph stops just short of Jesus. And we're going to learn from the book of Luke that Mary was a descendant of David, but this is the legal genealogy down through Joseph. And Joseph, as we're going to see in this reading, was not actually or physically the father of Jesus. He did not beget Jesus, as all these others begets we have in this first chapter of Matthew. But he took Jesus, that little child, up as his own and raised him as his own, as though he was his father. And sometimes he's called the father of the child and the father of Jesus, but only because he had adopted him as his own. Jesus was not begotten of Joseph. Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, and Mary gave birth to him. And how all this came to pass is told in the Bible story. Let me begin reading now in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, where it says, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Now all this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not, till she had brought forth a son, and they called his name Jesus." I begin reading, or continue reading, in Matthew chapter 2. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and gathered together all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written through the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, land of Judea, art in no wise least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come forth a governor who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod privately called the wise men and learned of them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search out exactly concerning the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I may also come and worship him. And they, having heard the king, went their way, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they came into the house, and saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him, and opened their treasures. They offered unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country." Another way, Matthew 2 and verse 13. "Now when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there till I tell thee, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt did I call my son." Luke chapter 2 and verse 16. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the male children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the borders thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had exactly learned of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, for she would not be comforted because they are not. Luke 2 and verse 19. Matthew 2 and verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead that sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. And being warned of God in a dream, he withdrew into parts of Galilee and came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene. Now the next reading is also from the book of Matthew, this time Matthew chapter 12, and I'll read verses 46 through 50. And it says, while Jesus was yet speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, seeking to speak to him. And one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, seeking to speak to thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Now for the next reading, we're going to turn to the book of Luke. And I invite you now to turn to Luke chapter 1, as I am doing. And we are going to begin reading in verse 26. Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, thy kinswoman, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her that was called barren. For no word from God shall be void of power. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. And Mary arose in these days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to take up that reading in our next class, and we'll read several more passages about Mary. So make sure you tune in and have your Bible ready.